For info, contact Father Brian Jordan at 917-566-5214.
Let's go to Bob in the traffic center.
They've cleared the crash on the outer loop of Telegraph Road. 395 and 95 each running pretty well, and 66 doing pretty well both directions. Inner loop beltway, slow from Georgetown Pike. The work zone at Carter Rock, two right lanes get by. 270 northbound at Route 20 and in the local lanes, it is a crash. WTOP Traffic Center presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
Veronica Johnson, now she's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Clouds will be moving in this evening and for your early morning commute on Wednesday. Those clouds will bring a few isolated to scattered showers around the area, but will salvage your Wednesday afternoon with some milder air. Temperatures tonight, 53 to 58 degrees. Highs tomorrow, 68 to 74. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Fort Belvoir, 65 degrees. Some parts of our area could fall to the 50s overnight.
This is WTOP News. WTOP FM Washington. WWWTFM Manassas. WTLP FM Braddock Heights Frederick.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, a tabloid publisher testified at Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial today about killing negative stories about the former president. The latest from CBS News in seconds. Then we'll check in with a member of ABC's investigative unit inside the courtroom. That's at 9:15.
Another big step forward is expected this week in the cleanup of Baltimore's downed Key Bridge. I'm Mike Marilla.
We're praying to God for a miracle.
The father of two boys that died after a Virginia fire speaks out. I'm Valerie Bong.
The Caps stumbling and struggling in game two. 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Pennsylvania's primary, CBS News projects former President Donald Trump will win the Republican nomination for president, and President Biden was projected to win his party's nomination. Biden was on the campaign trail today. More from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president's visit to Florida comes just 1 week before the state's six-week ban on abortion takes effect. And Biden says that's all the work of former President Trump.
He says it's up to the states, and this is all about states' rights. But he's wrong. The Supreme Court was wrong. It should be a constitutional right in the federal constitution.
And the president says women will not forget this. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Former President Donald Trump complains that he cannot be on the campaign trail because of his Manhattan criminal trial, in which he's accused of falsifying business documents to hide payments and crush negative stories heading into the 2016 election.
They're keeping me in a courtroom that's freezing, by the way, in a courtroom all day long while he's out campaigning.
Tabloid publisher David Pecker testified for a second day, saying he pledged to be the Trump campaign's eyes and ears during the 2016 race. Trump's trial resumes on Thursday. The Justice Department and more than 100 victims of former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar reach a civil settlement over allegations that FBI agents failed to properly investigate the gymnast's claims of abuse against the now-convicted doctor. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The U.S. will pay nearly $139 million to settle 139 claims against the FBI. A Justice Department watchdog report confirmed that FBI agents did not take the proper steps when they first learned that Larry Nassar was sexually abusing young gymnasts in 2015.
It's a sad day.
Attorney John Manley represents many of the victims, including Olympian Simone Biles and Allie Raisman.
It's not a cause for celebration, but it's a cause for reflection and hoping that this never happens to another little girl.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
The Senate is taking the first of two votes on foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying before tonight's voting,
today's action is overdue, but our work does not end here. Trust in American resolve is not rebuilt overnight.
The aid package, including a measure, includes a measure to force Chinese company ByteDance to sell TikTok or face a U.S. ban of the app. In the Tennessee House,
Senate Bill 1325, I received
a lawmakers pass and send to Republican Governor Bill Lee a bill to allow some teachers to carry concealed guns on public school grounds a year after a deadly Nashville school shooting. And a new federal rule would bar companies from forcing non-compete agreements on employees. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
9:03 here on WTOP, Tuesday evening, April 23rd, 2024. Fort Belvoir at 65. Some of us down to the 50s over. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Tonight marks 4 weeks since the deadly collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge. Amid the cleanup, WTOP's Mike Murillo says the lifting of a 560-ton piece of the wreckage last night will mean an important milestone will most likely be met by the end of the week.
4 weeks ago,
something that was a crown jewel for our city and our state and for our nation collapsed into the Patapsco River.
And the around-the-clock work continues to clear the wreckage of the bridge so the important port can fully reopen, says Maryland Governor Wes Moore. And this week,
Unified Command began laying out buoys and lights to mark the fourth temporary channel with a controlling depth of 35 feet.
The goal is to have that open by week's end. Then after 4 days of it being open, Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilrey says that new channel will be closed for about 10 days.
That will allow us to safely conduct the rigging we need to do on board that large piece of the bridge that's still on board the bow of the dolly.
So the ship can be moved. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
From the cars you shop for to the cardboard packaging for your Amazon deliveries, a lot of things we use every day come through the Port of Baltimore. In a WTOP exclusive, the Port Administrator explains to reporter Kate Ryan how we might be feeling some supply chain and price pinches. It all depends on how long it takes to get shipping traffic back to normal.
The Port of Baltimore had a record year in a number of categories in 2023.
For certain types of cargo, the roll-on, roll-off, the automobiles, we're number one.
That's Jonathan Daniels, Executive Director of the Maryland Port Administration.
We're also number one for sugar with the Domino facility right across the harbor. We're number one for gypsum for the construction industry.
The collapse of the Key Bridge nearly a month ago meant other ports have taken on some of that traffic, and that could mean delays in deliveries and possible increases in prices because of shipping detours until the port is fully open. But officials say it won't mean a major break in the supply chain. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
There are more economic relief programs to support workers and businesses affected by the bridge collapse. The programs have just gone live. They're accepting applications now. They were set up under Governor Wes Moore's executive order signed early this month to provide temporary relief to impacted businesses through the state. In one case, you can get a grant up to $50,000 and no interest loans up to $500,000. A new youth curfew is going up in National Harbor in Prince George's County. Those younger than 17 cannot be by themselves between 5 p.m. and 6 a.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights. Any teenagers in the area on weekend nights must be accompanied by an adult. County council members passed emergency legislation that creates a path for the curfews. The legislation is a quick response to something that happened just this past Saturday in National Harbor. About 100 teens gathered around a fight. They scattered when police got there. Our partners at 7 News report one business closed because of a flash mob robbery. 906, a family in Fairfax is going through the unimaginable after they lost their two young boys following a devastating house fire. The father of the children speaks with WTOP tonight about the outpouring of support from the community.
3-year-old Zachariah and 6-year-old William died at Children's National Hospital 4 days after a fire destroyed their Fairfax home. Their father, Jamie Bryce, said it's been incredible to hear memories about the boys.
To see how they've impacted the school, how they've impacted the county, how they've impacted the community, we're like, oh my goodness.
Jamie said both of the boys' hearts were able to be donated. He said if they didn't have their faith and their church,
our mental health would not be in a good spot.
A GoFundMe set up through the family has raised almost $250,000. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
If you were listening to us at the beginning of the week, we were describing black smoke wafting across Northern Virginia. It came from a 2-alarm warehouse fire in Sterling yesterday. Now we have some more information about that. The big fire was caused by somebody smoking a cigarette and not properly putting it out. Damage estimated at $2.25 million. The main building now a total loss. No civilians were hurt. They did have one firefighter examined for what they call minor heat-related injuries. Coming up here on WTOP, a dramatic drop in iPhone sales in one particular country. We'll tell you more coming up here on WTOP. Traffic and weather in about 30 seconds.
When you think spring, you probably think flowers blooming and beautiful days outdoors. Well, now you should also think of MGM National Harbor. Enjoy some of your favorite slot machines on our outdoor gaming terrace. And it's patio season at our restaurants and nightlife lounge. Plus, don't miss our all-new conservatory display paying tribute to the DMV's historic landmarks. Celebrate spring at MGM National Harbor. Monumental happens here. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or 1-800-GAMBLER.
908.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks right here on WTOP. We're going to Bob Immler in the traffic center.
On 270 northbound in the local lanes at Route 28, still working on the crash. I think they got that to the shoulder, though, now. But 270 northbound after Father Hurley Boulevard hung up badly getting through Clarksburg because of road work again tonight, getting by slowly, single file to the right. And 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each doing all right in both directions between the beltways. 50, clear sailing out to the Bay Bridge and the district. 3rd Street Tunnel southbound down to a single lane from New York Avenue, headed through the tunnel due to some work tonight. We're in pretty good shape on 295, on 695, 395 toward the 14th Street Bridge. Nothing in your way there. Virginia, Beltway, Outer Loop, and Telegraph crash is gone. 95 northbound at exit 133 at Falmouth. Road work is set up now, getting by single file to the left. 66 is good to go. Inner Loop Beltway slow from Georgetown Pike into Maryland at Carter Rock. It is the two right lanes getting by a work zone. The WTOP newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
All right, Bob, next, it's Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
A very comfortable evening with just some scattered clouds. Our temperatures with a south wind at about 5 to 15 miles per hour holding at around 58 to 64 degrees. Now, overnight, our temperatures will be far from getting any frost, 53 to 58 degrees across the area. That's all because clouds will be moving in and holding our temperatures up. But clouds from that next weather maker, isolated showers after midnight becoming more scattered in nature for your Wednesday morning rush. Clouds move out by around noon, and our skies will turn partly sunny, a little breezy with high 68 to 74 degrees. Mostly sunny and near 60 degrees on Thursday, mid-60s for Friday, with Friday morning a chance of frost. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
College Park is at 61 degrees, Fairfax City 64, National Mall 64 degrees. Some parts of our area could be down to the 50s. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour, and Joan Doniger.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Apple isn't looking so shiny in China. The company's iPhone sales there fell 19% during the quarter that ended in March. Data from Counterpoint Research puts Apple now in third place in that hotly contested market. Local Chinese brands led sales growth. Huawei sales rose almost 70%. Apple used to dominate that market. Investors had been worried Tesla was giving up on plans to build more affordable EVs, but the company says it'll speed up those plans and start producing them by the second half of next year. That made Wall Street investors look more favorably on a report that showed Tesla profits and sales missed their targets. Amazon has a new target, grocery delivery, for about $10 a month, about $5 for people on food benefit programs. You have to be a Prime member to qualify for the service. On Wall Street, big tech bargain hunters spurred gains of about 2/3 to more than 1.5%. The Dow rose 264, the Nasdaq 245, the S&P 60. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Joan Doniger on WTOP.
Asia-Pacific markets all higher. South Korea's KOSPI up 2%. Tokyo stocks 2% higher. Australia up about 0.5%. The Shanghai Composite is flat at this hour. Coming up here on WTOP, it was day two of testimony in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump, centering on a so-called catch-and-kill scheme with a tabloid publisher. We'll catch up with an ABC News correspondent who was in the courtroom today. 912. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Brett from Bull Oak. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, then call Bull Oak today, Tuesday, April 23rd. Bull Oak uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy. This technology is backed by over 50 clinical studies, including research from Cambridge University. Our treatment gets to the root cause of ED by repairing blood vessels and increasing blood flow, all without the need for pills or the worry of side effects. Call us now and you'll qualify for the assessment, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. This is over $800 in value. And today only, for those who call in the next 2 minutes, new patients will receive their first treatment completely free. This is worth hundreds of dollars, but call today and it's totally free. Call 703-337-1919. That's 703-337-1919. Call Bull Oak now to qualify. This offer ends today, Tuesday, April 23rd. 703-337-1919.
Coming up later this half hour on WTOP, do we have more people from our area headed to college now? Stay with us. It's 9:13 and more news on the way from WTOP.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out. Like your social security number or password.
Or you to any kind of a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You want the best for your family, especially when it comes to their safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert Weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 9:14. Great to have you here. Second day of testimony in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial is wrapped up for the night. David Pecker, ex-publisher of the National Enquirer, detailed a 2015 agreement with Trump and Michael Cohen, his former fixer, to try to kill negative stories about the former president and run negative stories about then-candidate Trump's political rivals. Peter Haralambos with the ABC News Investigative Unit has been watching proceedings from inside the courtroom. He joined WTOP's Sean and Ann earlier to explain what he saw.
David Pecker is the first prosecution witness, and he really brought the jurors behind the scenes at a secret meeting in 2015 where Trump, Pecker, and Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, agreed that the National Enquirer would serve as the eyes and ears of Trump's campaign, that they would keep an eye out for negative stories, they'd run positive stories about Trump, and they would run negative stories about Trump's opponents. Now, that relationship led to tons of positive coverage for Trump, some negative coverage about his opponents, and ultimately led to these three hush money payments that the trial really focuses on. Pecker was only able to get into the details of the first one about a Trump Tower doorman who alleged falsely that Trump had a child out of wedlock, and at the very beginning of the second one, former Playboy model Karen McDougal. His testimony is expected to pick up on Thursday.
And Peter, the other names, I mean, I saw where Bill and Hillary Clinton's name was dropped in all this. So it sounds like a lot of famous or celebrity names are being dropped as part of his testimony.
Yeah, no, it was fascinating. Trump was watching intently as Pecker was describing how the National Enquirer was eager to publish any dirt they could possibly get on Hillary Clinton. Pecker saying how stories about how Bill Clinton is a womanizer and Hillary Clinton was an enabler, those sold tabloids for the National Enquirer, and they also helped Pecker kind of meet this agreement that he had with Cohen and Trump to run negative stories about Trump's opponents. We also saw some wild headlines that the National Enquirer published in 2015 and 2016, suggesting that Ben Carson, the Republican primary candidate, left a sponge in someone's brain as he was doing surgery, or that Ted Cruz's father had some kind of a relationship with the JFK assassin. Those wild, complete out-of-the-left-field stories, we learned today, kind of came out of this relationship and this meeting with Trump, where Trump and Cohen were encouraging the National Enquirer to run any negative story they could about Trump's opponents, whether that be in the Republican primary or in the general election.
Now, Peter, what's going on with the gag order in this case? There are accusations that Mr. Trump has violated it out of the earshot of the jury. Earlier today, there was a hearing about that. Where do things stand with that particular part of the case?
So the judge hasn't issued his ruling yet on the matter, but it seems like Trump might be in store for some pretty stiff penalties. Prosecutors allege that Trump violated the gag order on 10 separate occasions and that he should be fined a total of $10,000. But things got heated in court this morning. The judge growing visibly frustrated with Trump's lawyers, telling him that, quote, you've lost all credibility in the eyes of the court, and prosecutors asking the judge to remind Trump that he could be sent to prison if he continues to violate the gag order. That's actually a real possibility here. Officials in New York at this point are planning and trying to figure out what they would need to do if they needed to put Trump in a holding cell, or what would happen if they had to send Trump to Rikers. So possibly very stiff penalties ahead. First financial, later if Trump continues to violate the gag order, even jail time.
Peter Haralambos there, ABC News Investigative Unit, inside that lower Manhattan courtroom earlier for the Donald Trump hush money trial, which continues tomorrow. Top stories here on WTOP, the Senate taking its final vote as we speak on Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan aid tonight. We'll keep you updated. Could some larger ships soon be moving in and out of the port of Baltimore again? We have the latest from the Baltimore Key Bridge disaster site. The U.S. government agrees to a nearly $140 million settlement over claims the FBI mishandled sexual abuse allegations against USA Gymnastics team doctor. Keep it here for full details. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Checking in again with Bob Immler in the traffic center.
In Virginia, coming north on 95 from Fredericksburg, delays lead to the work zone at Route 17, exit 133, getting by single file to the left. And southbound, the lanes are open, at least for now, on both 395 and 95. Pace is pretty good on each. 66 is also running without delay both ways. And right now, on the Interloop Beltway getting out of Virginia, delays start at Georgetown Pike. It is a work zone in Maryland. Just after Carter Rock, two right lanes are getting past that. And on 270 northbound, after Father Hurley Boulevard, slowly getting by single file to the right past road work. 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you're good to go. 50 to the Bay Bridge, nothing in your way there. In the district, southbound 3rd Street tunnel down to a single lane, slow from New York Avenue, heading into the tunnel. Kick off the season at the Annapolis Spring Sailboat Show, April 26th through April 28th at Annapolis City Dock. For tickets and info, visit AnnapolisSpringSailboatShow.com. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
Now we're going to 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson about the middle of the week. Almost, Veronica, what have we got next?
Next, tomorrow is going to be a mild day, but we do have some rain that's going to be moving in overnight. Some isolated showers probably after midnight, your best chance. And then through the morning rush, some scattered light showers around the area. So I'm not seeing anything here terribly heavy. And this is going to be fast in and out of the area by tomorrow afternoon. Back to partly sunny skies and temperatures that will be rather mild like today. So overnight and early part of the day tomorrow, about 53 to 58 degrees. Our temperatures are going to be dipping down. And then afternoon temperatures tomorrow, 68 to 74 degrees. Again, partly sunny, breezy, feeling pretty good out there. Now, brighter skies for Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny. However, it is going to be on the cooler side. Morning temperatures in the low to mid 40s and afternoon temperatures in the low to mid 60s. So we're right back down below average. But here's the thing. This upcoming weekend, I'm trying to prepare folks about the real warmth that's coming our way. Saturday's high forecasting 66 degrees with overcast skies. Doesn't sound bad, but on Sunday, 82 is the forecast with partly sunny skies. And next week, Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday, our temperature is likely to be in the 80s, maybe even Monday, close to 90 degrees with a tad bit of humidity. So prepare now. Right now, we've got Largo at 59 degrees, Idlewood at 66, Georgetown at 62 degrees.
We are brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Stay with us here on WTOP, a busy corridor in Montgomery County along Metro's Red Line. It's going to be shut down this summer. 4 Metro Red Line stations closed for the summer. Another big rehabilitation project to tell you about. Stay with us on WTOP. More news in 90 seconds.
New Jersey, we got a lot of wow to go around all year round. Loop-de-loop wows. Face-to-face with a hippo wows. Catch of the day wows. And catching a wave wows. It's one wow after another here, any time of year. Find your wow at visitnj.org. New Jersey, little state, lot of wow.
The following is a paid message.
His name was Roberto Clemente. And as the 72 baseball season came to its final day, he had nothing left to prove. He'd won 4 batting titles, the MVP of the 71 World Series, and he had 2,999 hits. Hi, this is Lon Solomon. You know, Clemente had decided to sit out that last game, but a friend told him he better play because, as he said, you never know what's going to happen. Well, Clemente played that day and got his 3,000th hit, then died in a tragic plane crash 3 months later. All this reminds me of the bumper sticker that says, a lot of people who plan to repent at the 11th hour die at 10:30, which is why the Bible says now is the day of salvation. Hey, if you're planning to turn to Jesus Christ for eternal life, why not take the advice given to Clemente and do it now? Not a sermon, just a thought.
For more information, check out our website, notasermon.com. That's notasermon.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
9:23, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. We've got some more details now about part of Metro's Red Line being closed this summer. shuttle buses will replace rail service between Silver Spring and downtown D.C. This is from June 1st all the way to the end of August. The buses will run for free, and some will have limited stops to try to take you directly from Silver Spring to the nation's capital pretty quickly. Four Red Line stations will be closed the whole time. That's Glenmont, Wheaton, Forest Glen, and Silver Spring. The Tacoma station will be closed for most of June. Metro maintenance is being paired with Purple Line construction in Silver Spring this summer. That's why they've got to close all those stations down. You can get a lot more specifics, all the details, at WTOP.com. 924 on WTOP. The number of people in the DMV who are college-bound is on the rise. Axios reports college applications are up in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia over the past 5 years, according to the Common App data. The largest jump in Common App applicants is in D.C. itself, with a nearly 40% increase. Virginia saw a 25% increase in college applicants, Maryland up 21%. Schools in the region are also getting more applications, with Virginia private and public institutions seeing the largest spike. A major music streamer just hit a big milestone.
Taylor Swift may be breaking records on Spotify, but Spotify just broke one too. For the first time ever, its quarterly profits topped $1.1 billion. The news following months of cost-cutting measures at the streaming service, from marketing cuts to layoffs. But Spotify's also made more investments recently, especially on podcasts, which the company says is making a big difference. Active users were up 19% last quarter. Premium subscriptions also increased 14%. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Breaking news on WTOP.
The Senate now has enough votes to pass that $95 billion aid package. This is much-needed arms and money for Ukraine, also Israel and Taiwan. The vote is not over yet, but they've got enough votes already in the U.S. Senate to pass it. We've got more from our Capitol Hill correspondent, Mitchell Miller, on the way here on your breaking news, traffic and weather station, WTOP.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
It's 925. Let's go to Rob Woodfork.
All right, the Capitals.